I spent a lot of time this year trying to fix what came undone. My thimbled hands a mess with strings, lines waited to be sung. Oh, the days and weeks.
Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie every Friday here on 1150 AM KKNW. I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. That always lifts my spirits.
Right? She just has the knack for it.
Faye's voice just put me at ease. I'm like, I have no stresses in the world.
So that was Faye Wiedenhoff, the song Begin Again. She did that in studio, and she's also part of C-Star.
And she's got things coming up, so you can go to her website, wearecstar.com, and finally, things are happening, so... check them out and support our local musicians. Let me see. How are you doing, Benny?
Doing all right.
Well, you know me for like 7 years now.
Quite a while.
Have you ever seen me do too much and get
over? No. Oh, I didn't mean to say that out loud. Did I? I was supposed to think that?
He's like, you're doing that thing again.
You're doing that thing again.
You just got another job.
That's okay. So, you did?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm thinking of getting another job.
Oh, you are. So you... Okay.
My voice is like, when do you have time for another job? So... Anyways, about a month ago, I did a radio show with my son, Marla Williams, and Jim Phillips, and I was doing pretty well. Right then, I was just like, the balance was good, but I don't remember this February now. I don't remember anything of February. It's a week into March.
It's
a blur. So about 3 weeks ago, I had an idea, and it was like running in the woods, and I saw Marla's face, and then again, I saw her on Facebook, and then she was on Conscious Talk, and my voice was like, you need to give her a call and ask her to be a host on your radio show. And joining me this morning is Marla Williams.
Yay, I am here.
I was going to say, I asked you, we got engaged.
We did.
And you said, I do. That's what I was getting at.
I do. She asked. It took me a week or so to come back and say, I do. She didn't get an immediate response.
But I don't think I'll be going to Kauai at least for another year. As things are the way they are, I'm on Woodby. You live on Kamehameha. Mm-hmm. And we're happy where we're at.
Very happy.
Woodby Island and Kamehameha Island are Island County, and we're in a good place. So I'm just going to ride this wave out here in the Pacific Northwest as it's getting into spring, and you're going to help me clear a little piece off my plate so I can take the next week and just relax, and then you'll come back in April, the first Friday, and you'll be my new host.
Yes, very exciting.
And the name of your show, what'd you pick?
Love Living Life with Marla Williams.
So we met when I was a chamber director 5 years ago, and you came
just 5 years ago. Wow, seems like longer.
It does. It does actually. 5 years just seems like it was a good 5 years. I mean, that whole 5 year that year that I or two I was there, and you and I sat together. You're a life coach, and then we became friends, and then recently you wrote a book. But I want the listeners to get to know you a little bit.
Okay.
So we're gonna go back.
Perfect.
To how you got into doing what you do now.
Okay. So the start of my story is corporate America. I was one of those gung-ho people coming out of college thinking, okay, I'm going to be a success, and I'm going to get this accomplished and that accomplished. And I had a great opportunity. I went to work for a small company in Redmond that had about 100 employees and $12 million in sales. And it was a fast-growth company. They wanted to really grow and expand and get more global. So it was a great opportunity. I founded their HR department. The problem was, folks, as great as the job was, as much as I love it, I didn't know how to stop. I didn't know how to say no. I didn't know how to turn off. And really, just a year after I started getting stress-related diseases. And what I would do, instead of paying attention to what was happening to my body, I'd just take Tylenol or sinus medicine, and I covered it up and covered it up, to the point where my body was not working right anymore, and I ended up having to take a leave. I went out, and I healed, and I learned yoga, and I learned meditation, and I went back to work thinking, okay, I got it under control. Now I'm going to be fine. And the problem was, you still, even just doing yoga and meditation doesn't keep you healed if you never say no. If you don't stop doing, you will burn out again. Because I would go, I had kids by that time, and I would go from early morning till late at night and work into the night after the kids went down. And I just didn't say no to anything. So once again, I burned out. I did it three times. It really took me three times to figure this one out. And the last time I really went out and I learned a lot of things that started to heal me naturally. And then when I went back to work, I was fine. I wasn't loving corporate America anymore. It wasn't necessarily the right environment. And that's when I decided to become a life coach. And I went and got certified actually as an energy coach. So I learned to understand the body's energy. You know how you go through the day and you go, oh, I just feel so drained or I'm so tired. Well, that's your energy is low. And when you're going through the day saying, oh, I feel amazing, that means your energy is high. And I became really in tune to energy, my energy and the people, the energy of people around me. But that really was how I got started. But when I finally, that final time when I went out, I have to tell you, I had to self-learn. Because the doctor told me, he had me doing, you know, the yoga and the meditation and talking to a counselor. But he didn't have any solutions. I had chronic fatigue and adrenal gland issues and that type of thing. He didn't have any answers. Just go home and rest a lot. And I'm going, and you'll probably have this the rest of your life. And I'm going, no, I'm not going to have this the rest of my life. And no, it's not just rest because I'm so tired all the time. I just do rest all the time. There's something more. And so I started self-studying, self-learning, and I learned all these things that work for me. And it was amazing how it transformed my own life. And so kind of my purpose here in the world and in life now and why I'm doing this radio show and I do all that I do is because I want to help people who are exhausted and tired and stressed and burned out begin to heal their own lives. I have the tips, I have the tools, and I'm here to share them with you when we go. But it wasn't anything anybody taught me. I self-learned.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, last week and the week before, my kids would call and I'd say, you know, I'm tired. I'm really tired. And that's not me, right? Mm-hmm. And then I went to their house and I actually went home early. So you see, I was getting there. Yeah. But I did 3 weeks before this ask you. So I could see it coming. I could feel it. And I love sleep. Like, sleep is so healthy and it's so good for you. And I was actually saying I don't like the word exhausted because I wasn't yet there. But I just kept saying I was tired. And that's not me. So that's a little clue.
It's your body talking to you. Mm-hmm. And that's what we don't listen to.
Well, and what we don't listen to is we go get the drinks, the energy drinks. And now we even have medications that can keep us going mm-hmm. when we're tired. So those adrenal glands, yeah. I've had rheumatic fever and it was like I had arthritis overnight. And it's because I didn't take care of strep throat.
Right.
I worked an all-night shift, had kids. I was breastfeeding. I was a mom. I was teaching aerobic classes.
Yeah.
And so it's just... What? Why? Why do we do that?
Because we want to please others. We're brought up in a culture, a society, where there's higher expectations than maybe there might have been at one time. And everybody wants to achieve and be successful. And they think achieving and being successful is pushing hard and doing it and trying to keep other people happy. You know, every single one of us is different. We're all unique. And how we respond to the world is based on how we grew up. And that's a big part of my learning, is learning the messages and things that I heard from my parents and my grandparents. And what was role modeled to me kind of became part of my belief system. Well, I've done a lot of work to kind of change that. And you do what you do because of your belief system. But a big piece of it is being accepted, being liked, being part of it. You know, it's like when you go to school and when you first get to school as a kindergartner, you just want to have fun and there's other kids to play with. But by the time you get to fifth or sixth grade, it's about fitting in and being liked and being part of the group. And that kind of carries on, whether you realize it or not as an adult. Your feelings are hurt if all the other mothers from the baseball team get together and you're not invited, right? And so there's just so many things that impact us in life that we don't realize how much it hurts and how much it affects us. And that affects our body and our body's reaction. Every thought we have becomes a reality. Your thoughts become things. So whatever you're thinking, if you're saying, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, you will be tired.
I will be tired. You know, and it's because my kids are raised now, but I do have three guys I work with, and they go home and wives or have food for them at the you know, their house is clean and this and that, right? And I'm thinking, what's for dinner? I got to make some food. I'll still go clean my house. I have things to do. But I was thinking, you know, how us as moms back then are working full-time jobs, yet we went home to do all those things, and it wasn't always like that. And then that's where I think the burnout came. We were supposed to be Wonder Women.
Yes.
Wonder Womans. Women?
Yeah, Wonder Women.
Yeah.
We were.
And then we put them in soccer and ballet and oh,
every
my God.
Single sport you can imagine, keeping up with whatever everybody else is doing. You burn yourself out. And that's what I did. Not only did I work full-time, have two young boys, but I also was volunteering in the community. I got the, I got an award in the city of Sammamish for the unsung hero. And it's because I did so much and definitely unsung.
You know, and the more you do, the more they expect.
Yeah,
so
yeah, exactly.
Volunteers.
Yeah.
And I love volunteering, but I've learned to say no to that. That's for sure. Because they don't see what you do after you're doing it all. You're holding everything
up.
But I just thought how times have changed where women are expected. And no wonder we burn out and maybe we do turn to medications or whatever because we have to keep going. But I had, when I had the rheumatic fever, I had so many doctors look at me not knowing what I had. Finally went to a naturopath. And like you, he said, Dina, you're killing yourself.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, he goes, what do you do all day? I said, I wake up, I breastfeed, get my kids ready for school. I go teach an aerobic class and I do my full-time job. I come home at lunch and breastfeed again, go breastfeed, go do another aerobic class, do my husband's business. Plus you're doing the house cleaning and the shopping and he's like, nobody can do all that.
Right.
But because we were always doing it.
It was expected.
Expected.
And everybody just thought, and when you got sick, that wasn't allowed. It didn't matter if you had 101 temperature and the flu. The kids still needed to be fed and got out the door and was, sometimes the husbands are there to help and sometimes they're not, you know. I sat down with my husband early in our marriage because I did like 90% of the stuff around the house and he did like 10. And I made a long list of all the things that need to be done in the house. And I go, just go through and check the ones that you're responsible for. Folks, it worked. It worked. And so your woman out there that are tired and the husband's not doing as much, even if he's working full time, we were both working in this case. And, you know, you want it to be equal based on what you have on your plate. But he basically did agree that he would take on more. And he took ownership for a lot of things. And one of them, folks, was cooking. He is the best chef. He's the best cook. And I'm so spoiled because he still cooks today.
Yay.
So
but
that's
you put
a big
your
pressure.
Foot, your root chakra and your power chakra, you put your foot down, a little bit masculine, and then things got better. And I think when you're super tired, you can't put your foot down because you're just on that treadmill.
Yeah.
And so that's why we teach the root chakra and the power chakra, because if you can just assert yourself a little bit, then your kids are cleaning their rooms again. And, or, you know, I said, if you don't get this done, we can't go do this.
Yeah.
Just quickly. And if they asked to go do something and it wasn't done, we couldn't go.
Right.
But man, when you're really tired and you're ill, you can't go, you can't get there.
Right. And I, all those years when my kids' formative years were when I was the sickest and trying to juggle it all. And you do have to learn to say no. The biggest thing I learned was the self-care. And I built it into the hours around where the demands around family or work weren't there as much. But I did a ton and I do a ton today. And even if you just do 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night, it's much better than doing none at all. So I have all kinds of tips and tools in my show that I'm going to be teaching people and offering thoughts and suggestions and things to help people get to a better place.
And you've been through it. Yeah. You know, you have to have kids and a family to understand, because some people don't have children. So, but you have to understand, and you've been through it all, and you've moved to Camino. So I always say you must have done something right.
Yeah. Oh, and that's heaven in its own, because water is really healing, especially for women. Oh my gosh, just sitting by the water, looking at the water, seeing the water, experiencing. If you don't have water by you, get a fountain, get a diffuser and do essential oils, which is extremely calming.
Well, remember I was saying I was tired. And then Mike, I think you met Mike at the distillery. And he's like, Dina, the sun's shining. Get outside, go, be free. And then I was skipping. By the time I got back, I was late for my class, but it was like I was a child. But just going and running by the water and then coming back for just that hour totally lifted my spirits. And it is, I said, I feel like a kid in school and it's like, I can't, you know, school's out. I got to go. Bye.
You know, it's so fun. I'm really excited that you asked me to be part of your show because lift your spirits. I mean, how does that feel when you just even say those words? It makes you feel more uplifted, right? And my part is part of loving living life and learning to love living life is having your spirits lifted. And like Dina said, getting out in the sunshine is one way of lifting your spirits. Spending time on a trail, hiking, spending time with people you love, even in COVID where maybe it's on Zoom, but you're laughing. Laughing lifts your spirits. You know, really just building simple things into your life where your spirits get lifted and you just feel better, right?
And that was my intentions, is to laugh. Yeah. And because I'm with my grandkids and now they're dancing, we have a dance thing
I
we do.
It.
I got them playing sports outside. We play games, but I'll laugh hard because she's four and he's 11, so it's really fun to be with them. But Mikey, you know Mikey,
yes,
he's a hoot. So he'll make me laugh. So in the next 24 hours, I'm going to get my fix.
Good,
because we weren't laughing, you know, with people we love, and it's been a rough year.
And it has been a rough year for a lot of people, and laughter's been tough, and you've all been stuck in the same house together without a lot of external things to do. But mindset has a lot to do with how you handle it. So I'm here to help support you guys moving forward and getting good strategies and things in place that are going to help you feel better every single day.
And that's why I think the universe picked you, because I kept having you flashing in synchronicities in my mind, but we are aligned.
Yeah.
And I love your book.
Thank you.
And I think the first part of it, I was like, oop, that's me, that's me, that's me. And then I just like, the introduction says, silence is the source of great strength. And that's my favorite thing right now. I don't like music in my radio. I don't want, I used to do music in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
I love, silence is the best thing ever.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. My great saying that I wrote, and it's in the book, is the art of happiness is in the pause. And when you pause without all the sounds, with all out the activity, without all the pressure, and just stop and breathe, you can increase your happiness right there. And so it's really, really important for people to just take that time out and breathe.
And if you're silent and you're with yourself, you probably like who you are.
Yeah.
Because you went through those other voices that when you do get quiet, you hear them like, you're ugly, you're dumb, you're stupid, you can't do that, blah, 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 blah.
Well, when you're quiet, you're moving out of, and people are going to learn this on my show, but when you're quiet, you're moving out of your head and into your heart, which is the true you.
Say that again. Say that again.
When you're quiet, you move out of your head and into your heart, and that's the true you.
So in the lockdown, I was so bored, I started coloring, and all I got was follow your heart with these beautiful hearts, and it's in my bathroom still, and go to the trees.
Oh, I love it.
And also jumping in cold water is forced meditation.
Oh, yes, yes. I haven't tried that with you yet. I might one of these days, but I'm not brave enough. I do take a cold shower at the end.
Yeah, we'll ease in.
Yeah.
In August.
Yeah. There you go.
But yay. Well, we're going to take our first break. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Reese. Stay tuned.
It's a little love and a lot of rain to make the flowers grow. A little patience and a lot of heart to see.
Lift Your Spirits with me, Dina Marie, on Whidbey Island. I'll be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. Retreats include a healing session for your body, your mind, and your spirit. You receive a Reiki session plus a chakra reading, experience a labyrinth in the woods, take a walk on the beach, and enjoy downtown Langley with me. Retreats are customized for you or a group of friends. You can visit dina-marie.com to connect with me today. Island Time is waiting for you.
Tune in every third Friday on Lift Your Spirits Radio at 8 a.m. for the Sustainability Sessions with host Rebecca Sayer. Learn from and be inspired by local leaders, thinkers, and problem solvers who are tackling the sustainable living questions through invention, collaboration, and hard work. This lively and thought-provoking show focuses on tangible, practical measures that we can all take to reduce our carbon footprint and rethink how we relate to the resources of our natural world. Don't forget, that's the Sustainability Sessions with host Rebecca Sayer, every third Friday on Lift Your Spirits Radio at 8 a.m.
Are you planning your next move? We know it can be stressful, but at a Swift Move, you can relax and leave the work to us. You can put your mind at ease that your personal items will be safe throughout the entire moving process. To get a free quote from licensed professionals so you can compare and save, call us at 425-309-0577. That's 425-309-0577. So make your next move a swift one and give us a call.
Lift your spirits with me, Dina Marie, and join the Our Energy Matters online community today. You will experience classes and one-on-one conversations with me that will inspire you to live life to the fullest in these changing times. Learn more about yourself and how to expand your energy, plus have fun in the process. Every month, I will highlight one of our Our Energy Matters members as a guest on Lift Your Spirits Radio. For more information, visit me, Dina Marie, at dina-marie.com. 2021 is your year to shine.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
The flowers grow. A little patience and a lot of heart to see the truths you've always known. And times can get heavy. We're pulled here and here, but your breath is your shadow. It takes some time to mend and begin.
You're listening to Lift Your Spirits Radio with Marla Williams and Dina Marie.
Good job. That was the training wheels we like to put her on.
That was perfect.
That was hilarious.
Perfect.
It's perfect. You did it. And see, so Marla will be taking over the first Fridays, and I've done it was exactly a year ago that Bernadette Pager, and now she's got her own show, 4 o'clock on Fridays, and an informed choice. Gosh, man, that was before the pandemic. Oh, my goodness. Rebecca's been a year last week. It's been a lot of fun getting people started on their own radio shows, so this is going to be a good time. So we're getting to know Marla Williams. You do have a new book. The listeners know about that.
I do. And it's called The Being Zone. And the reason I wrote the book, I was actually encouraged to write the book. I had a lot of clients that say, you know, what you did for me really helped. You need to be able to share this on a bigger stage. And at the time, I was actually coaching the CEO from a publishing company. And when she told me, you should write a book, I listened. And so I'm not a writer by nature, and I just took what I do for people and started to put it into words and put it into an outline. And I took my struggles and learnings from life and all the things that I learned and apply with my clients, my coaching clients, and put it into a guidebook that will help people, if they're do-it-yourselfers, heal their own life. This book isn't for everyone. If you're a person who wants it done for you, get coaching, get therapy.
Okay.
Yeah. But if you're a person who likes to figure things out and start to heal yourself, and you may not have a big budget, the book is a perfect tool, because I have all kinds of free recordings. That there's a little link inside the book that leads you to the back end of my website, where you can get free meditations and free things to calm you. But my whole passion, my whole purpose is taking what I do, because I know it works, and helping more people learn it, because it just breaks my heart to watch so many people suffering in this world, whether it's stress and burnout or unhappiness or depression or not feeling happy in life and not feeling like you're doing what you're supposed to do. Those are all the things I address in the book. Is I give tools and practices and techniques and tips of what I know are proven, because they've worked for me and they've worked for over 1,200 clients.
And you walk the talk.
You've
done your homework.
I do. I walk it every single day. And, you know, folks, I'm a lifelong learner, so I'm still learning. And there's things that I've said in the book, and I just published in September, October, that I'm already thinking, oh, you know, I wish I could add this. Or because I'm constantly learning. My guest today, who we'll get to in a little while, is a hypnotherapist, and she did a hypnotherapy session on me. It was amazing. And so I'm learning hypnotherapy. I'm reading books to learn it, and I'm probably going to sign up for a class and become certified.
It will change your life.
I know.
Because when I did hypnotherapy, I got to, well, first a personal trainer, right? So that's your body, but your mind. Mm-hmm. And the most beautiful woman would sit in front of me, and she would be thinking, I am ugly, stupid. She would have all these horrible thoughts.
Yeah.
And so we'd go back to who told her that when she was a kid, or where it started, and get past it. And I had so many people get real, like their shoulders go back. They feel good about themselves, but really love themselves.
Right.
So hypnotherapy, because you just don't know what the thoughts that are people thinking all day long.
Exactly. And hypnotherapy, you know, I've done things that are really close to the hypnotherapy. A lot of my tools and practices I would call hypnotherapy, but Jan's that she taught me or took me through was a little bit different scenario. But you are right. Because basically what holds us back in life, what keeps us stuck, what keeps us unhappy, is our subconscious. And our subconscious is that automatic programming within us, and it's that voice in our head that never stops, where you don't feel confident, you don't feel good, and it just keeps on going and going and going. And it's like, be quiet already. You're fat. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not doing enough. You need to do more. You need to prove yourself. I hear these things all the time, and it's not the real you. It's this voice in your head. It's in your automatic program. It's in your cellular belief system, and that's how you respond to the world. And what I want to do is teach all of you to get out of that head, out of that subconscious. And I'm not going to necessarily be able to do hypnotherapy on the air because many of you might be driving.
Yes.
I don't want you to go there. But the thing is, there's a lot of things you can do, even when you are driving, that I can teach on the air that will calm your system and get you to stop listening to that voice and reacting to the world based on this automatic program and begin to understand who you truly are, learning to listen to your heart, your authentic self, and begin to express yourself and live and go through the world in a different way.
And self-help hypnosis is an amazing tool, one of the tools you can use.
Yes.
And you are part of my aha moment, because when I was a kid right up the road at Sunset Elementary, I had a sixth grade teacher tell me I can't sing. Oh. And through this whole doing my radio show and all that, you said the other day that I'd like you to read the ad because I love your voice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost crying just saying that, because it's taking me that long to figure out where that came from.
Yeah.
Why did I think I didn't like my voice? A lot of people don't like to listen to themselves.
Yeah.
You know, but you have to learn to love yourself
just
as
the way you are.
And I used to teach aerobics, and we'd say, I love myself just the way I am, and jump up in the air. And it took me like about 2 weeks to get everyone to do it.
Yeah.
But then it just became a natural thing.
Well, one of the things I have some of my clients do, depending on where they're at in life, is go stand in the mirror and look at themselves in the eye and see if they can say, I love you. Most people can't.
I do all the chakras.
Or they'll look down. Yeah.
They'll leave the class.
Yeah. Yeah. They cannot handle that. And it's because they were so pushed down, told they couldn't sing, told they weren't good enough as they were growing up. And so we have to reboot them. And help.
Reboot them. Boot them out.
Boot them out, yeah. But so you're booting out those old beliefs.
Yes.
Yes, we're throwing away those old beliefs, clearing them for good. I actually have some amazing tools, which are really probably more appropriate on one-on-one, that can help people just clear old belief systems and kind of get to a point. And I have so many clients that would just say, oh, my gosh, it was such a difference. And because you start building these things in your head, and then you get on this spiral, and then it gets worse and worse, and that's when you start getting sick. I got to do more. I haven't done enough, or I need to be more.
I had a client who said, I'm better off dead, and he had a brain tumor. And as soon as we changed it to I Choose Life, and he focused on his children.
Yes.
Of course, it's in my book. I can't believe I forgot about this, but he basically doesn't have a brain tumor anymore. But he was actually creating, and I could be making it up, but it's happened way too many times in hypnotherapy where people were saying things. Some woman said at 65, I might as well die because life's not worth living. And she got diabetes. Did I say it right?
I don't know.
Exactly then. And then, of course, when we did the session, she realized that. And then, it got better. But it was one of those things, like she was actually planning her own demise.
Yeah.
With her thoughts.
I have so many clients that have had so many illnesses, from everything from rashes and chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia all the way up to cancer, who have healed through, working with doctors, many of them, but also through their mind and really starting to love themselves and clearing these old things that are kind of keeping them stuck. It's amazing how powerful your mind is and how it affects your happiness, your health, your everyday existence. And so you want your mind being lifted, being happy.
Yeah.
You want to calm your system, but lift your spirits.
Lift your spirits. And I'm missing Reiki right now, but I've had clients that looked older or had blotchy faces. And after a Reiki session, about an hour later, they're right back to like thinking those thoughts. But you could just give them, I call it a chiropractor for their spirits, just a little bit of alignment so they felt at ease and calm. And if you can practice being at ease and calm,
right,
then you like it and you do it more and you won't tolerate anything else.
Yeah. My tip for everybody that's on this call, anybody and everybody can use this. I can use it. Dina can use it. Dina Marie can use it. It's just stop and breathe. Start your day with breathing, because we shallow breathe. And when we do that, we tighten up, we scrunch. And then when you're scrunching, just think about your organs. Everything doesn't work as well. when you stand up and you take a deep breath in and fill your body with air and then release through your mouth all the stuff that doesn't serve you. Oh my gosh. And I encourage people to breathe really deeply three times where you're actually seeing your body expand. You're filling it with love. So you're breathing in through your nose. You're filling your body with love. And then you're releasing through your mouth and you're releasing all the stuff, all the stress, all the worry. And,
and when you breathe, all of a sudden you're in the present moment too.
You do.
Oops. And then you're driving down the road and life isn't so bad. But if you're in your head, that's why walking in the woods is really engaging. You're out there, and if you don't look where you're going, you're going to trip and fall. But, you know, better than the treadmill. But you have to pay attention. But when I first get to the woods, I'm in my head thinking of all my stuff. And then all of a sudden, I'm grounded. And then the lights come on, the real lights, the light that lets you see what's right in front of you.
Yeah.
Because that's really, we can't do anything about yesterday. And I hate to say these things because they're so cliche, but this is it. I mean, if, this pandemic has taught me this is the moment right here. And I'm so happy to have you in the studio. You know, it takes a lot for the physical things to happen, a lot of thoughts and intentions that go into it. But it's really nice to sit here and have you in the studio. That's why I say that.
I adore you. I love what you're doing for the world. You're making a difference in so many people's lives. And you are, and I, as well as the guests today, are all on kind of this. We all have the same purpose. We really, really care. We want to help people find their way and heal. And it's amazing the results that we get, but we need to just keep reaching more people and making people's lives brighter.
And it's our purpose and passion.
It is.
So for me, I tried the Zoom thing. And, you know, it's not my thing. What I really want to do is just do, I love one-on-one.
Yeah.
And like I told you, I'm doing the tastings on the island and the retreats and
I went to that and it was fun and you were amazing.
But now imagine me with a group of people like, and I say something, they all laugh because they want to be entertained. They've been locked up for so long and they're doing heart-to-heart conversations. They're lonely.
Yeah.
They have no one to talk to and now they're out and people have lost loved ones during this.
Yeah.
And so it's just really, I need to be with human beings in person. And I don't do well sitting in front of the, I told you I get all kind of frazzled when I'm in front of the phone and the computer. So I'm ultra sensitive. And so because
technology
you do that.
Technology affects you big time.
Yeah. So you have something you're doing. I have something I'm doing. And I, for me, I just want to do that one-on-one walking in the woods and then, you know, I'll do my other jobs. But I'm kind of, I tried it. And I thank Faye for getting me started because they were helping me learn all this stuff. But I do like doing my show on Zoom.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Right. Exactly. And that's exactly what I'll be doing. What I also love is, see, when I coach one-on-one, I'm on headphones and I'm in this big comfy chair and I just get really in the zone. And so it's all by phone and I can feel people's energy over the phone. If they have tight shoulders, my shoulders will get tight. And I'm like, okay, let's take that tightness out of your shoulders. And I walk them through an exercise, which you're all going to learn here coming forward. But you don't have to stay in that tight, tense place because that's what makes you sick.
And that's your intuitive coaching.
Yeah.
And you have to be intuitive, really, to be, you can't just throw stuff out there and say, hey, people do this. You have to, one, walk the talk.
Right.
And you have to, that's what I think, in this is what I do. I am intuitive, but I'll just bring something up to someone tasting a liqueur and gosh, they're like, oh, remember you forever. I'm like, oh God, the guy's like, what did you do to her? I didn't do anything. I just started talking about something. I didn't know why I talked about it. And I think that's what, that's probably my gift is just being, you know, on a bus with somebody or at the grocery store and saying something. So you're right, intuitive.
You, well, you're intuitive, but you also lift people's spirits. You just have a natural ability to light up a room or light up a space. And people feel that energy and that makes them happier. Just getting out of their house is making people happy right
now.
They're like, this is the first time I've been out of my house except for the early morning grocery store in a while. So,
and they're not traveling. So, it's like they're just Seattle. Where are you from? Just Seattle. We had to get out. We were going crazy. So I think more than ever, we are essential. Any of us that are wanting to, you know, lift people's spirits or again, I'm not any good if I'm not healthy.
Right.
So this is really a gift for me because in the next week, I don't know why I didn't get scheduled till next Thursday, but I asked for some spare time, you know, so you can have the synchronicity and the spontaneity. And I can just go I want to go to Port Townsend.
Yes.
You know, I want to actually, you know, I think we can do that now.
We all need, you can.
Okay.
You can get out a lot more and do a lot more and things are starting to lighten up, you know, until more people, it's only like a small 15% of the population is vaccinated now. And so it's still out there. You still need to do all the protocol. But
and we will for probably a long time. But yeah. Me and Mikey are calling it the bubble.
Yeah.
And we have our he called it the circle yesterday, the circle of
it.
Trust.
Yeah.
But we have come to that conclusion that it's me and my kids mm-hmm. and a few friends and basically me and my bubble at work and I'm and Benny.
Yeah.
He's in my bubble.
Yeah. I love it.
But give everyone your website.
Oh, it's thebeingzone.com. www.thebeingzone.com.
So we're going to go to break.
Okay, you're listening to Lift Your Spirits Radio with Marla Williams and Dina Marie as my voice gets fuzzy. Don't go away. We will return with more.
My thimbled hands a mess with strings, lines waited to be sung. Oh, the days and weeks of up and downs, just when I couldn't take much more.
In these changing times, it's the perfect opportunity to learn new techniques that can bring calm back into your being. If you are ready to love living life, read Marla Williams' new book, The Being Zone. It will become your guidebook for creating the life you always dreamed of. Learn more about her book and online training program at thebeingzone.com. I invite you to tune into Lift Your Spirits Radio on the first Friday of the month for Love Living Life with Marla Williams. Call in for free coaching advice that is guaranteed to lift your spirits.
Thinking about getting away for a day or an overnight stay? Pristine Pacific Northwest Island beauty is closer and more affordable than you may think. From unspoiled hills to uncrowded Puget Sound shoreline, from wildlife and stately evergreen forests to bald eagles and blue herons, Whidbey and Camino Islands have it all. They're both located in Puget Sound and are an easy drive from either Seattle or Vancouver, BC. Both islands are accessible by bridge, and each island is a wonder of nature and scenic beauty to be enjoyed by the entire family. To visit this classic Pacific Northwest experience, visit WhidbeyCaminoIslands.com or like them on Facebook to see all they have to offer. You'll discover that island time is just a short drive away and can be affordably yours this weekend. Whidbey and Camino Islands, the shortest distance to far away.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
We've hauled at it same when springtime knocked upon my door and said, it takes a little love and a lot of rain to make the flowers grow.
Welcome back to Love Living Life with Marla Williams on Lift Your Spirits Radio. This morning, we are discussing my introduction into radio, and I have a guest with me today who I adore. It's actually my sister-in-law, Jan Finley, who is also a licensed mental health counselor and a hypnotherapist. And she has a practice in Everett, Washington, and she is amazing at what she does. And she has attended my retreats. She's gone to my workshop. She believes in her family, I guess. And maybe she's just being nice, but I really know that she utilizes these things. She has read my book and promotes it. And so I felt she was a great guest to bring onto the show because she's in the mental health field and knows the value of what I'm doing, but also shares what I'm doing. So, Jan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Marla. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm so happy you could join us. So tell me a little bit about, or tell the listeners a little bit about what the Being Zone system and the Being Zone book have done for you life. So most recently, you had a surgery, and it had a big impact what we did. So maybe you could share that.
In October of last year, I had a total hip replacement and I was using pain medication to help me recover. I think the meds made me super emotional and sensitive. I was feeling very sad that my children hadn't come to see me or check on me, and I was feeling very alone. So at the same time, I was reading Marla's new book, The Being Zone, and as I read her book, because it's so wonderful for self-healing, it kind of cracked me open, and I became aware that I needed to release some toxic energy that I had stored in my body because I was feeling depression, and I don't normally feel depressed. So I especially focused on the moments of my life that I had expected my adult children to come and visit me and be there for me, and they weren't. Marla suggested that I journal my resentments, and when I was done, we had a session, and she helped me using the shift technique from her Being Zone book. She guided me to feel the sadness in my body, and I found it in my heart. She helped me pull out the negative energy and transform it into something more loving and supportive. Most powerful for me was letting go of this emotional distress and becoming aware that I have the power to choose to live in the light, in the oneness of love. During the shift experience, I felt connected to this feeling of love, compassion, and forgiveness, and I sent positive energy and love to my children. I felt at peace and free from the anchor of depression that had settled in my heart. I was surprised, but then not surprised, that my youngest son called me, and my very distant oldest son actually showed up unannounced to pay me a visit the next day. I called Marla afterwards to exclaim my surprise and joy. And she said, that's what happens when you shift negative beliefs and feelings out of your body and replace them with other more supportive feelings, which in my case was love and forgiveness.
Yeah, it was amazing because Jan went through this. She was pretty upset because she'd just been through the surgery on those meds. And after she kind of journaled through things, we got on a call and did a session. And it was amazing because it was like that same day one of the kids reached out and the next day the other one showed up. And that is the power of energy, and that's why I'm trained as an energy coach. When you're, think about this, if you go to a party and you walk into a room and somebody's really depressed or down and they're over in the corner going, oh, the food's bad, the company's bad, it's like you don't want to be around that person because they drain you, right? That's energy. Well, then there's a guy in the middle of the room. There's Dina Marie in the middle of the room cracking jokes and saying funny things, and everybody's surrounding her because her energy's so big. And so positive, it lifts you up. And so in this case, Jan was holding this negative energy in her body when she let it go and started putting the love and compassion out to her sons. That was when she was able to release and feel so much better. That kind of summarizes what she just explained.
Yes.
So exactly. You've also, Jan, beyond my book, you've come to I think every workshop that I've probably, not every speaking engagement, but all my workshops that I've offered. And I do these destination retreats. And you came to a retreat. And how'd you feel going into the retreat? And how'd you feel going out of it?
Oh, the retreat was amazing. It was in Laredo, Mexico. And it was just in this beautiful, blissful place by the ocean. Of course, we had to be by water. We'd wake up in the morning and go for a walk. We'd have this meditation time. Lovely breakfast. We'd walk into a room full of essential oils. That's when I got introduced to doTERRA essential oils, and they are a mainstay in my practice today and in my life. I use Breathe and Peppermint and On Guard and Balance and all these other oils. So I got introduced to oils at the retreat.
And so did I. That was my first entry into oils too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're a game changer.
That's all I do anymore. I do no meds. I do essential oils.
Yes. So we did yoga outside on the deck, the roof deck of this complex that we stayed in, and watched birds, and it was just beautiful. It was very peaceful. I feel like the workshop was designed to help us completely relax and immerse into a deeper level of consciousness. And so we had the opportunity to work on one-on-one with the healers that were there, and I got to work with Marla. And it was my first time transitioning from a sister-in-law friend relationship to actually having her be a healer for me. So I had to really trust and open my heart to this experience because I shared some very deep things with her. But I identified an issue I needed to work on and let go of, and I felt comfortable. And it was the first time I had experienced the shift tool from her Being Zone book. So she did the shift zoned the chef school with
Easy
me
to say.
And again, pulled out this block, this negative energy, transformed it into something so loving and positive. And I was able afterwards to look at the issue from a new perspective because I had released this heavy negative energy. And now the shift tool is by far the most important tool I use in my office with my clients.
And when I experienced your hypnotherapy just a couple weeks ago, you built the shift tool and some of the other things that I've taught you into your whole process. And it was amazing to hear my words coming out of your mouth, right? And the impact that it had on how I felt. So whether people realize it or not, whether it's coaching or therapy, we are energy beings. Everything is energy. And when you learn to use the tools that will help you shift out that draining feeling, that negative feeling, that unhappy feeling, and replace it with something else, you just feel so much more free in life. You feel like you've been released.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the gals from that very retreat, this was pretty funny, she came in and she couldn't stop crying. She was crying the moment she hit the ground after flying in because her life was just so upside down. And so we worked with her and I did extra work with her. But she left that retreat in so much better shape. She's worked with me now since that retreat. But she got home and her husband said, you're not the person that left here. Oh my gosh. Who is this Marla? I love her. I need to meet her. And he did. They flew up and met me because she's a flight attendant and can do those type of things. But, yeah, it absolutely has changed their life. He's happier. She's happier. And it's just the tools that I use that I'm going to be teaching on the air, folks. A lot of these you can call in and work with me on different things, and I'll help you move things. And I also do comp calls for first coaching calls. So lots of opportunities for you. So, okay, so other than that, so your practice in Everett, you've been really, really busy, right, with COVID?
I've been very, very busy.
I work with
everything from depression, anxiety, stress, PTSD, psychosis. And I just wanted to mention a client that I've been using a lot of the tools from the Being Zone with. She came in several years ago with bipolar disorder with psychosis. So she's on medication, antipsychotics and antidepressants and a whole bunch of medications, but she still sees these black shadow people that come into her house and they paint on her walls and say, die. And when it's better, they're actually outside the house walking in front of her window. And, you know, the psychosis medication just isn't helping her with this. So when she comes in, she says, can we please do some hypnotherapy? Because I feel like maybe I can take my power back and tell them to go away. And I said, absolutely, let's do it. So the first thing we do is we create a safe space, and everyone will do this in hypnosis. You always have a safe space where you can relax. For hers is the waterfall, which is perfect because Marla describes this waterfall in her book as a way of cleansing and clearing. So the negative energy gets pulled out of her body as she sits in her waterfall. And then I have her walk down a path and I deepen her. And then we get to a tree and she leans against the tree and she feels the bright vibration of the tree in her back. And the oxygen from around the tree is feeding her, and she feels the energy from the tree just grounding and centering her and helping her relax. And then we walk down the path further. I call it the sacred space. When she gets to her sacred space, it's a circle of rocks, and the rocks are all different colors and they have different meanings. And she steps inside the circle of this sacred space, and inside the circle, she is safe. Nothing can happen to her. And then we build the mirror. Marla has this mirror that reflects negative energy. So the mirror comes up. She's completely surrounded by the fortress, the mirror of positive energy. So she's inside of it. And then we call in the black shadow figures and they come down and they can't do anything but stand there because she is completely protected. We bring in the white light that Marla has in her book, bring down the white light through the top of her crown chakra. It fills her with this feeling of protection and source energy. And then she holds a staff with a diamond at the top of it. And she points the staff at the black shadow people. And she gives them the message, you are not welcome here. Leave me alone. Leave my house. Be done with you. Back off. And they are just like forced back with this energy from the diamond. And it just powers them away. And then she's just surrounded now with her energy, the light, the rocks, the mirror. And she feels completely safe and protected. So all these tools that Marla has taught me from the Being Zone book have really helped me with people with severe mental health issues. She is one of my success stories. So I'm really happy to say that I can share these tools with Marla. They've been a game changer in my practice.
That is so awesome. So speaking of that, what I have been working on is taking the book and putting it into an online training program. And this online training program is written for therapists and coaches and healers, people that are working in our industry, because they'll help Jan, take their practice to a whole new level with all kinds of new tools that are extremely powerful. But the everyday do-it-yourselfer can use it too. Anybody and everybody can use these tools and follow the book. You can do the training. Even leaders of companies help you get better together so you can better lead your people, right? Anybody can take the training, but it's written for the therapists and stuff, because the reason why is, like I said, I want to reach as many people as I can. And if I can reach the therapist, then they're going to reach a ton of people. And
absolutely,
if I can reach all the coaches, they're going to reach a lot of people. And all these really powerful tools that get you out of feeling unstuck are going to be available for so many more people to increase the happiness in the world.
And they work. The tools that you're using work, right? And we do have a lot of other options that people are taking that do not work. So I love hypnotherapy, guided imagery. What you just said was just gorgeous. In my hypnotherapy mind, I'm like, I'm there with her.
Yeah.
And it empowers me to have her empowered. So, Marla, I'm just so thrilled that you will be doing the show. And it's a Love Living Life, Marla God, now I'm doing that.
You learned
from
me. Dang.
Love Living Life with Marla Williams, April 2nd. That'll be your first show. You'll be on your own. And it's just been a pleasure today.
It's been wonderful. I so appreciate the invite to have this opportunity to host.
I'm blown away.
Me too, Marla. I appreciate being here with you.
Thank you, Jan. We really appreciate you bearing your heart and being really honest and authentic on the show.
Jan, you rock.
Yeah, you do.
You just inspired me.
We love you.
Thank you.
All right. So it's thebeingzone.com. That's Marla Williams. You can reach out to me. I'm doing Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie Patreon, and I put all my services on there, my would-be trip. Come out and visit me for 4 hours. I can set you up in a inn or Airbnb. Would-be Island, also Camino, is a beautiful place to go during the off-season. Island County, do it. Come see a whale. All right, we're going to end the show with Begin Again, Faye Wiedenhoff, wearecstar.com. Come back next week for more people, places, and activities that will lift your spirits.
I spent a lot of time this year trying to fix what came undone. My thimbled hands a mess with strings, lines waited to be sung. Oh, the days and weeks of up and downs, just when I couldn't take much more. Old winter's weave hauled at its seam when springtime knocked upon my door and said, it takes a little love and a lot of rain to make the flowers grow. A little patience and a lot of heart to see the truths you've always known. Times can get heavy, we're pulled here and here, but your breath is your shadow. It takes some time to mend and begin again. I looked out at the trees that nestle near where I stay. I felt some wisdom pouring through the sun on that quiet day. Oh, they say it's at the darkest when we feel the light, that our weakest breath gives us our greatest fight. Oh, courageous hearts can fear the night when the stars seem far away. But it takes a little love and a lot of rain to make the flowers grow. A little patience and a lot of heart to see heavy. We'll pause here and hear about your breath is your shadow. It takes some time to mend and begin again. Ooh. Ooh. So I listened to that rain. I took my time along my way. I saw the spring unfold its wings, watched summer fly away. Oh, those ups and downs seemed less and less. I found the joy and strength that only comes with rest. Oh, autumn's gold was the truest test that the treasure's on the way. 'Cause it takes a little love and a lot of rain to make the flowers grow. A little patience and a lot of heart to see the truths you've always known. And times can get heavy, we're pulled here and here, but your breath is your shadow. It takes some time.